another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com.
It's time to cool it out, baby.
Quid City's Tank, everybody. My name is Pete. Hi, Brent. You're sitting to my right. What's going on?
Hi, Pete.
Hi. All right. I have a canker sore on my tongue today.
Did you eat an orange recently or Trix cereal?
No, I did eat some super fucking spicy Thai food, though. That might have had something to do with it.
Do you feel like that ethnic food does not respond well to your body because you're so racist?
It could be. My body could be rejecting the foreignness of body, the food that I'm eating.
Your body's like, really? You can put that shit in?
Really?
Well, here's
really?
The payback.
Asia, please.
Because there's a McDonald's around the corner. That's American. That's American food. Hamburgers, yeah. French fries.
There's a fucking Famous Dave's across the hallway in the mall. What the fuck are you doing over here?
You're going to put some fucking Mugu Gai Pan in your fucking mouth because you want to be all cultured and shit?
God damn it. Speaking of cultured, we have a member of Kunanoon here. His name is Neil.
What up, everybody?
Kunanoon is a local metal band, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, talk a little bit about what the hell Kunanoon is.
Yeah, well, that's like a spell check's worst nightmare. I don't know that people can ever say it without you saying it to them. Has this been a problem for a while?
I'm going to be honest. It's a terrible band name. I mean, just literally in every sense of the word.
You get a little more up in the mic?
You know, you make these decisions when you're 17 years old,
sure.
And they're cool at the time, and you're 30 years old, and it's like getting a tribal tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
You
it mine? Would be some major surgery to have it undone at this
yeah.
point.
So, have you guys been around that long?
You know, what I would call the core of our unit, you know, myself, my bass player Mike, and guitar player Harry, have been playing together since high school. And
we've
used that name, Kunanoon, the whole time.
Okay.
Really, we didn't actually pull our heads out of our asses until our early 20s, but we've been playing out for about 7 to 8 years.
Oh, that's cool.
The name came from our bass player's high school German teacher who suggested, he's like, I think it'd be a cool name for a band. And it translates as the Hounds of Hell.
Yeah, we were just talking about last night. Wasn't there a song of some band that...
No, it was...
It's a Slayer
Danzig
song.
It's a Misfits
Danzig
song. Danzig.
Yeah, okay.
Wasn't it like his band or some shit? Or some,
well, when we first started, we used to get that, the Andrew Cunanan, you know, the serial killer thing. And
yeah.
As that kind
he
of
He killed Versace, didn't he?
Yeah, he was that guy.
Is that
what guy.
You want to, how you want to be associated with? Gay serial killers? That's what...
Gay serial killer?
Well,
yeah,
a lot of serial killers are gay. That's like Jeffrey Dahmer, and that's it. And
Jeffrey Dahmer is gay?
Yeah.
Look, here's the thing.
He's totally gay.
I don't know that you can define someone as gay just because they like to fuck dead boys. I'm just saying.
If you're
so we're getting,
strict it, about
we're getting
the
semantics here, then yes,
yeah.
Then he was gay.
I would love to get caught up in semantics with you guys sometime.
Let's not.
So just for those listening, spelling Kunanoon, it's not like the racial slur that it sounds like.
No.
It's C-W-N-A-N-N-W-N. You can go to www.cwnannwn.com to see what Kunanoon is up to. Most
we're rarely up to anything.
Most importantly, coming up 2 days after this is released, Saturday, that's
22nd.
January, right? Yes, January 22nd, 2011. You guys are playing your CD release show. Is that correct?
You got it. We are releasing a full length concept album CD.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God! What's
the
concept?
You brought a few copies of it for us. Yes. What is the concept?
All right. Well, basically, when you write a concept album, you have defined yourself as the most pompous local band.
Oh yeah,
without question.
You're clearly self-indulgent.
You're
at
preaching
that point.
To the choir. I write concept CDs all the time.
There was no heed paid to what does my audience want to hear or what would they like to consume. This was just we're going to write a fucking long science fiction story.
Oh, no.
We're going to pretend we're some sort of genius. Yeah, that's what we did. We just wrote a long science fiction story.
So are you guys fucking dorks or was it just like, let's just do this naked.
You know, a little column A, a little column B. You know,
a little bit of naked, a little bit of
a lot
dark.
Of, like when concept records come out, like well, let's just like use Operation Mindcrime as the
or Fear the Factory's obsolete.
let's stick with the former.
Well, you realize like you they're fucking dorks. Like, they're fucking, like, really nerdy, shitty about this. But then there's people, like, who, like, that fucking Sword album, that last one that came out, was all, like, something. There's some, it's a concept album. I don't know what the concept is other than fucking making mediocre shit metal. But you realize, like, sometimes people approach it from, like, oh, I have a really vast knowledge of science fiction and horror movies, and I can really approach this from a really interesting angle. Or, like, hey, keep making Star Wars, but music. Like, are you guys actually well-versed in being a fucking nerd, or are you...
Oh, yeah. I mean, we are clearly well-versed in
okay,
being nerds.
Okay, cool.
I mean,
so this is the genuine article.
What's
here.
Interesting here, though, is that we all bring a different shade of nerd to the table.
Okay.
You know? So what type of nerd are you, then?
All right. I'm not really the book nerd as okay. much. And I'm not the sci-fi channel nerd.
Okay.
I was more of the Magic the Gathering nerd.
Okay, you're playing those.
That's like the nerd of nerds.
Is it really?
Yeah. Did you ever wear a cloak for any other than reason than Halloween?
Oh, no. There was never any cosplay involved.
How many Renaissance festivals did you attend?
Never gone to a Renaissance festival.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
So, but like math, magic, you know, that was
math?
My bag.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I was really
the
good at
subject.
Math.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So
math,
that okay.
The thing.
Well, yeah. No, but I was like, I didn't know if that was some kind of card game, like, you know, math, Magic the Gathering, biology.
There goes my band. You know,
you guys
want to
come over and play geometry later?
He reads the 1500-page Robert Jordan Wheel of Time books.
You just lost. Yeah. Like 45 listeners with that. I'm just kidding.
I probably lost 10 with the word book.
You're fine. I'll be fine. And he gives it right back.
And then I got the other guy with the video games, you know, all day too. So when you purely bring that trinity of nerdiness to the table, I think you've just set the stage for
the perfect storm
CD.
Of nerds.
Exactly.
And you're like a fucking superhero Voltron team of nerds.
That is correct.
Okay.
Occasionally, we would get to kiss a girl after a show. It didn't happen often, but sometimes.
What? Wait, you'd all get to kiss her?
The same
or
one?
Well, it depends on the girl.
Well, what about your singer? She is a girl, right?
Oh, yeah, but yeah.
Does she kiss girls after the show? I mean, do you all kiss the same girl?
Is she a nerd? Where are we at with this?
Yeah.
Is she a girl-kissing nerd singer?
Girl-kissing nerd singer. There's nothing to disprove that claim.
All right, let's just go say the burden of proof is on her that she has to disprove that.
Sure. So, why don't we jump to a song here? We'll go to track 2 on your new concept record called The Devil's Crest. Anything you want to inform us about before we hear this one?
It's a good song.
Okay. Here it is. A good song. We'll be right back. is The Devil's Crest by Cunanun, CWNANNWN.com.
Is that Welsh?
That is Welsh.
Is it really?
Every once in a while, somebody comes up to me and says, "Oh, that's a Welsh name." I'm like, "Wow."
God, did you see it? You saw how cultured I was just now, right?
I'm sorry?
You saw how cultured I was just now, everyone?
I was impressed.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That'll help me out in court.
So we're sitting here with Neil, guitar player for Cunanun. Why don't you tell us who the rest of the people are who aren't here?
All right. There's Mike Stroker on bass and Harry Rostovsev on guitar. The three of us have been playing together pretty much since high school. We had Mr. Jake Stone on drums. He is drummer number 4 or 5 for us. But he's been with us now 5 years, so he's pretty much lost the interim tag. And Julie Schultz is our vocalist and has been for 3 years.
Cool. I see also that Mike does the talk box.
Yeah, we use the talk box on this recording.
Really? That's super pro.
Where did Does he do it with the bass or?
No, it's pretty lame. Like, we used it on guitar, and I couldn't actually play guitar and use the talk box simultaneously.
It's intimidating. Because
I've never touched a talk box. I've played one
a few times. I mean, I would never use it for anything, but the times that I have used it, it's like. I can sing and play guitar, but like forming your mouth into shapes and playing guitar,
In hindsight, it would have been a good idea to practice on it before going in the studio.
Right. But fuck that noise. Like, just go in naked and get fucking weird with it.
Right. So what ended up happening is Mike mouthed the talk box. He's got the best mouth in the band. And we.
Clearly.
Yeah, for the ladies and
for those girls.
I played the guitar while he mouthed it. It's really kind of this.
Oh, it's a two man effort. You're like one of those horse costumes.
Don't tell Peter Frampton.
You're the horse costume of guitar playing.
That's
front end and the back end.
Yeah, one guy. Frets, you drive one all. Guy plucks.
You drive all steer kind of thing. Wait, you fuck it. My analogy.
Doesn't that sound like you could turn that into one guy frets, the other guy plucks?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's kind of like
and then you could get a guy on talk box and another guy working the wah pedal or the distortion pedal.
You're like a 14-man one guitar team.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. All I'm saying is you should look into it. But you mentioned that you guys have been playing since high school. How does like I said, I've been peripherally aware of you for a long time, not you personally, but your band. You guys don't really have a certain genre. Like, you don't play in strictly metal scenes. You don't play in strictly rock scenes. I mean, what was the whole genesis of the band? Like, how did you guys get into what you're into?
Well, when I started playing guitar, I was a big dumb. I was raised on MTV on '90s alternative stuff. I mean, that was my
120
word.
Minutes.
Yeah,
that's where I'm at too. So
and Liquid Television,
yes, Kennedy.
Yeah,
where are we at?
Tabitha Soren.
Yeah,
Bill Bellamy.
Or who was the other? Daisy Fuentes.
Daisy Fuentes.
Oh yeah,
Jesus fucking A Christ.
Yeah, they don't make them like that anymore. Except they do. They do, and they call him Sofia Vergara.
I had some problems with Daisy Fuentes growing up. I would stay home from school because of Daisy Fuentes.
Yeah. I was raised on that. And then when I was taking guitar lessons, the guy who gave me guitar lessons, I really never even listened to metal that much. And the guy who's giving me lessons made me listen to it and learn to play it. And I was like, holy shit, this is kind of fun to play. And Harry and Mike knew each other, and they needed a guitar player, and we got together, and we've just never found anybody better to play with.
Right.
So that's really been more.
What are you saying? Like, me and Brent aren't very good guitar players, so we wouldn't be able to play with you.
So you come in here to my home.
You're trying to insult us in Brent's home.
What a weird fucking. Would that be awesome? We like Trojan horse. This weird fucking like.
Convenience is the tie that binds us all.
I don't know shit about magic. Either. No, so you guys all like the same shit.
Yeah.
And basically realized that, hey, we're a perfect match for each other.
Yeah. We thought, you know what? There's tons of money to be made in this industry. Girls left and right. Drugs as far as the eye can see. Mm. And my God, we achieved none of those things.
Have you ever been to Club Underground on a Tuesday night? Unbelievable.
I used to see you at Club Underground when there was Motley Tuesday nights.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
Yeah, you know, I used to...
I think
to,
that was the first time I ever saw you or heard of you. I'd never been formally introduced to you, but I just knew who you were.
Well, I've known
Kuna
Jim
Noon.
For a while.
Right.
But I used to have Wednesdays off of work. That was always my day off for mm-hmm. years. And I lived in New Brighton, and it was just like 5 minutes away. So when I wanted to get drunk and do fun stuff. You want to hear my favorite Motley Tuesday story?
Yeah, and for those listening, Motley Tuesday used to be just an open jam, like metal fest
wasn't
in
there,
Club Underground.
But wasn't there like an actual? Was there a house band? I can't. I
there
like,
were two there was, house bands. Yeah. Well, and one was, it was a house band in a loose sense, kind of. It was okay. Dude. I can't even remember his name. He was.
I have no idea. Yeah. I know the Sword Lord was there quite a bit, and so was Earl Root. Often ran karaoke.
I just knew that every time that I went there, I was so drunk that I didn't understand what was happening. I was
well,
like, is there 40 bands playing tonight? Or why does this band have a different guitar player?
Our routine
song? I don't
used to be we'd go to Triple Rock for 2-for-1s.
Right.
And then once that stopped at midnight, we'd walk over to, we'd go over to Motley
Tuesday. Walk from the Triple Rock to fucking Spring Street. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It took 3 days.
So, it was really a tragedy that, you know, they couldn't have had free bacon night on Tuesdays.
Right, right.
Sure, yeah. It's a tragedy that they stopped doing Motley Tuesdays. I would definitely continue to do that. But anyways,
favorite
you were
Motley
saying
Tuesday
your
story.
Favorite Motley Tuesday.
All right, so there was a Motley Tuesday. I remember going there. And all right, we've all played those stupid-ass bar games, right? Where you put the dollar in. And you
like the picture photo hunt.
Picture
yeah,
quest.
Photo hunt is, all right, so for a while I was into Word Dojo. And Word Dojo is kind of my thing. And I had some time to kill. And I just put a buck into this machine. And this girl walks by me. And I don't even remember what she said to me. But I was just really surly that night. And I was into my Word Dojo. And, you know, I was, you know, if I'd really been conscious and not so focused on the game, I probably would have turned into the quivering being around girls that mm-hmm. I was at that time. But I was so focused on the game, I was just being a dick. And the girl sat down next to me and kept playing these games with me, and then she started buying me drinks. And by the end of the night, she had paid for $70 worth of drinks for me at Club Underground.
That means you were drinking everything.
Pretty much, you know.
That bar is pretty cheap.
So she takes me back to her place, all right? And she immediately walks into her bedroom. And she
produces a photo hunt machine.
Would have been great. But okay, she promptly like does the thing where, you know, when you get really drunk and you can't walk and you trip over the imaginary wire.
Yeah, sure.
Trips the fuck over and falls in her bed and passes out. I'm like,
had her
God
period and farted.
Damn
and went
it.
To-
So I'm drunk. I'm in a stranger's house and I really need to use the bathroom.
Wait, you just watched her trip and passed out, and then that your only thought was, I gotta pee?
Well, I'm not in rape mode yet.
So you seem way too accustomed to girls like becoming incapacitated in front of
I had nothing but time at this
okay,
point.
You're right, okay, you're okay.
And so I'm in this stranger's house. It's pitch black. And I'm fumbling around, and I twist the door handle. I'm kind of feeling around for fixtures, trying to determine what it is. And
I'm in...
No, it's not a dead. It's worse. I close the door, and then I walk into another room, and all of a sudden, this door springs open, and this dude jumps out, woo-hoo, right at me. And I'm like, I'm here to use the bathroom.
What?
It was her brother that they lived together, and she was in a different room. And, you know, in hindsight,
I thought this was like your husband situation.
The guy was stepped down awfully quick. He was, oh, okay. You know, he didn't seem concerned that I was some stranger using the bathroom in the middle of the night in his house.
You should have just started crying and like just hugged him.
You know,
like,
really,
for no reason. Like, that would be really, like, the weirdest way to deflate that situation. Like, I don't know who I am anymore. And just hugged him.
Frankly, that his complete and total lack of concern that I was just there to use the bathroom should have told me something about what his sister does regularly.
Oh yeah,
but
she's a prostitute.
So I, you know, in the morning she was still conked out. I woke up and made myself breakfast with her food, and I left.
You never.
Well,
you
I
never
mean, went, if you're not going to get sex, you might as well get some breakfast out of the goddamn.
I mean, what
meal.
Do you do at that point? Do you wake her up and be like, "You still owe me one"?
Like,
Hey, you got me drunk and didn't fuck me. I'm going to make your breakfast out of your bacon.
Listen to me. You sent me mixed signals by buying $70 worth of drinks for me. Now, if you're not going to fucking put out, I got to fuck your brother or something. I don't know.
At least I got it. And she didn't have very good food, you know. So I of course, ate the whatever.
Corn nuts and fucking.
Like, whatever the best thing I could find.
Oatmeal.
A corn nut. Corn nut.
I don't remember what it was, but I don't remember being impressed.
Sure.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, with that, let's go to the next song here, Circles of Jericho. Anything you want to say about this besides
what
it's awesome?
Hold on real quick before we play the song. What is the concept of the record?
All right. So, and I'm going to say this with a straight face.
We could have easily done this after the break, but that's fine.
But I think people want to know, like, is it about just going back in time and killing Abe Lincoln, or are we going to outer space? Where are we going with this?
Well, I'll interrupt your transition next time.
Going back in time to kill Abe Lincoln.
Do you want to do it after the song?
No.
Let's do it after the song.
No.
Let's play the song, then we'll do it after.
No, tell us the goddamn story.
Pete and I are in a fight right now. I can't talk to you.
All right, so this album starts off with the world on the brink of nuclear war. All right?
Sure.
Bombs launch. Everybody dies except one dude.
Bay of Pigs, 2012.
Bay of Pigs, but this is more like Bay of, like, 100 pigs.
Bay of dudes.
Yeah. Wow. And so anyway, one dude survives, and he's the last guy on Earth. He doesn't know what to do with himself, so he just decides he's a musician, and he decides to chronicle all of human history into, you know, a recording, and he buries it in the earth, and he dies.
That's a smart fucking dude.
Yeah, we need a lot of time to think about it.
Sure.
And so he dies, and eons and eons and eons pass, and eventually the cycle of evolution happens again, and this new Aldous Huxley, Brave New World-esque society evolves, where it's these, you know, drugged up people, and they're, you know, living in this autocratic society. And one of the field workers unearths this guy's music, and they don't have any music in this world. You know, that's the twist. Mm-hmm. And it incites him with such passion that he shares it with his
How
friends.
Did he play it?
Well, you know, I don't need to talk about that. And he basically plays it.
It was a boombox.
Was it a compact disc?
I'm betting the guy had his car stereo. All right.
With no music?
They don't have music. How do they play them?
Jesus Christ, you're worse than my guitar
player.
Okay,
sorry. at guitar or at being friends?
My guitar player had to harangue me over every fucking engineering discrepancy on this record.
All right.
And so he plays it. Everybody's all worked up, and they overthrow this society. And they're like, wow, we've experienced all these new things. But then they realize they don't know how to fend for themselves, and they turn on each other, and they start harnessing the weapons, and the album ends with the brink of nuclear war, just like it started.
So it's bookended with fucking absolute despair.
Yeah, that is correct.
Sounds like my life. This is perfect.
So the song Circles in Jericho is definitely Iron Maiden influenced. And
sure.
Yeah, it's a good song too.
Okay, good song. Here it is. We'll be right back.
Go anywhere. Twin Cities Tank will be back in 37 seconds.
For show notes and past episodes, go to TwinCitiesTank.com or our network's website at
PensyPenceGangsters.com.
If you're a local band or you're coming to the Twin Cities, send a professionally recorded MP3 to TwinCitiesTank@gmail.com and we'll play it on the show. Help us out by telling your friends about our show, going to iTunes, rating, subscribing, leaving comments. TwinCitiesTank@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you very much for listening. What's up?
Hi. We just finished up talking about secret magic rapists.
Yeah, we were talking about magic if it included mostly sex acts.
Right, but it would be just like a really public way to date rape somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Like you know, magic and porn, it's kind of like when they combine... Like when it's like the first guy who put pineapple on pizza.
Right.
Like you'd never think those would go together.
Yep.
But
then when it does, you're
awesome.
Like, how did I live without this for so long?
Right. Yeah.
Case in point would be like the guy who puts the girl in the box, as we were saying, and then he goes to saw her in half, and then he just fucks her instead, and she's stuck in a box so she can't move anymore. Right.
What if? Hey, check this out. What if he pulls down his pants to reveal a disgusting hairy cock?
Right.
And then he pulls his pants up again, and then he pulls down his pants again, and it's a disgusting hairy vagina.
His dick is gone.
Like, check it out. That changed it.
It's hard to believe we even had that whole conversation without him pulling a rabbit out of something.
Right.
Well, yeah. It was really hard to think of what
that's really
a
like.
Out
that's
of.
A little like, you know, like how Chris,
I'm gonna
Chris
pull a rabbit out of your tits,
or like how Chris Angel like fake levitates. Like you could have a guy who beats off and then he like fucking he comes but it just like floats there for a little bit. And like but he does his hands around it like 360 degrees.
Yeah.
So there no strings on my jizz. It, like, be, and when and it would be totally weirder if there was strings around your jizz. Like,
and then the climax is some girl just walks up one of his assistants and just eats it.
Oh no! That's what has to happen is Chris Angel actually eats it out of the air,
yeah.
And then
he takes a straw like he's in outer space.
Jim Ripka's here,
out of his hands on a girl.
All right. Anyways, we're gonna do a segment here we haven't done in a while.
We're gonna do some bullshit. Yeah.
Take a care of bullshit. This is Taking Care of Bullshit. If you haven't listened to the show before, we pick a topic that we think is bullshit. We discuss it, and then we figure out how do
we
take
care
of
it.
We take care of it.
Drunken problem solvers.
Sure. This week's bullshit, picked by me, is coloring.
Are you talking about, like, coloring books?
Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly. When we were over at Brandon, our drummer's house, he has a kid, and she had a bunch of colored pictures up on the wall. And it just
reminded me.
Yeah.
No, why they got to be colored?
Because I am racist.
Good.
It just reminded me of just being a kid and absolutely fucking hating coloring.
Yeah.
What's the goddamn point of coloring in a picture?
It's because you get to, you know, you get to see the world as you see it, you know, through your own brain. Like you're filtered through your
I never seen a blue duck before.
You're bound by nothing.
Well, here's
you can literally color things. You can see a loaf of bread and like, I want a purple loaf of bread. Boom, done.
Here's where I think the coloring appeal comes in is
drawing is way better.
Well, okay. I could never in my wildest dreams draw anything, you know, whether it's a cat or a stop sign. I mean, there's no way I can make.
You can't draw a stop sign.
Well, I can draw it certainly wouldn't be, you know, DOT standard. And I, you know, to color, if I could just color it in, it allows me to live vicariously and believe that I'm an artist.
Sure.
It still doesn't change the fact that it's super fucking boring.
I think what it, and also what it does.
Let me tell you a story.
Hold on.
In first grade. All right, fine, go.
Well, I was just going to say that the problem with it is it gives kids the illusion that they have a fucking choice in this world. And they don't. Right. They're going to be fucking...
Yeah, that is a problem.
They're going to be mediocre. They're going to be failures no matter what. No matter how much you can color a mermaid, you're just going to be a fucking number. And you're going to be on the grid. You're going to be a fucking tax-paying idiot for the rest of your fucking life. You're not special. You're not going to do anything.
You're a fucking zombie. That's
one of the real problems with our education system is that we don't instill early enough that kids don't have free will.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Let them color in whatever the fuck they want.
Well,
or let them draw something and then color that shit in. Where's the creativity in coloring? It doesn't exist.
We always tell our kids, like, you could be president if you... No, you can't be president because you're not fucking smart. You're not
no,
anything.
You can't be president because you're Mexican.
I don't have the bank... I knew it would get to that point eventually. You don't have... Well, your mom and I don't have the fucking bank account to put you into a nice school, which means you'll never get a good education, which means you'll never get anywhere beyond fucking community college. It means you'll probably work at fucking Dairy Queen until you're 35, and then you'll probably end up fucking sucking dick in a gas station bathroom for fucking drug money.
Why would you go from Dairy Queen to sucking dick? I would just keep working at Dairy Queen.
He knows my guitar player.
That's what I'm saying. I just... Look,
if I had a choice between sucking a penis and serving ice cream to happy
customers, if you sit your kids down when they're zero,
it's an easy transition from Blizzard to Face Blizzard.
Wow,
that's my favorite website. Can disappear, watch my
If you sit your kids down and go, hey, you know what? Color this; it'll distract you from the fucking absolute.
That's exactly it, though.
Of your
it's
life.
Just a waste of time. I'm telling my story now. I was in first grade once, and we had to fucking do a bunch of worksheets before lunch. And one of these sheets just involved me coloring in a shitload of grapes that were all purple.
Okay.
And everybody went to lunch, and I still hadn't finished coloring in my stupid purple grapes. So everybody went to lunch. And I just sit there and color in these guys. I know that they're purple. I know that they're going to be purple.
Were you doing
it? The only thing that was stopping me from going to lunch is the fact that I hadn't filled them in as purple.
Hold on.
I had in my brain.
Were you going grape by grape?
No.
What? So why did it take so fucking long?
I don't know.
Was it like
I'm a slow worker.
Was it a whole hedge of grapes? What do they call it? Grapes?
It was just a bunch of grapes.
A bundle of grapes.
They're called bunches.
Why don't you just
good jobs don't get done quickly.
Yeah.
Apparently not. I just want...
Yeah, I'm a careful colorer. What's the problem with that?
Why don't you just...
Regardless...
Take on...
Why should I have to miss lunch so I can sit there and color a shitload of grapes purple?
Listen, just follow the fucking...
No,
listen.
Don't stick up for Mrs. Webster.
Listen, I was going to say,
follow
the path that you took in your life. Half-ass the grapes. Go get some Italian dunkers, and then go get fucking stoned by the monkey bars.
I couldn't. Mrs. Webster kept me in there.
Oh.
Till I colored all my goddamn stupid grapes.
The reason I think we're...
I think I'm just hung up on the grapes. I think that was a very pissed off moment in my life.
We hate coloring for the same reason, or different reasons, but we both hate it.
You think it's pointless.
I think it's fucking destructive.
Destructive?
Yes.
How is it destructive?
I think it, like, kids' minds are very malleable, and I think it makes them think that there's world is full of possibilities, and it's not.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing to do. You're
saying it gives them false hope.
You're going to work for the fucking Department of fucking transportation. You're going to put right. cones on the highway.
I want this panda to be blue with a pink belly. And you're like, okay, go ahead.
See, one person.
Pandas don't actually look like that.
More important people than you decided what color it's going to be.
His name?
Pandas are black and white. Want to know why? Because you're stupid. Here's the thing. You having a great time? You coloring your panda? One teacher sees that as, we got ourselves an artist. One teacher sees it as, what a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And those two schools of thought combine to make the perfect storm of fucking madness for kids these days.
One man's right? purple panda genius is another, man's
fucking
retard.
Grave robber.
So, guys.
Kids are going to rob graves and they're going to fuck dead bodies because.
So, guys. How do we take care of this then? How do we take care of this piece of?
We turn up the sun about 5 degrees so it melts all the wax. No more crayons, no more color.
Oh, yeah,
boom.
Yeah. Okay. I like that.
I'd like to propose something more pragmatic here. I think we should selectively breed in colorblindness.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Colorblindness is from your dad's side. Is that correct?
Yeah. We should do some more research into what promotes colorblindness. And
it'll be like what's that thing in botany when you fucking
mix right?
seeds or what's crossbreeding fucking blindness into?
I don't know.
Just into black folks? Is that? Do we say that already?
What?
Nothing.
Are you talking about Gregor Mendel?
He is talking about Gregor.
Oh, yes.
Okay. You're talking about crossing seeds and cross-pollinating and
snap
peas, flowers, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Gregor Mendel.
Yes.
Dogs living with cats.
Basic biology.
Yeah, all that shit. George Washington Carver, yeah, all that shit.
Hey, you guys want to hear a song? It's named after a guy from American Pie.
Oh, Ozaransky? Stifler?
Yes. What was his original name?
Oz?
Before that, in the very beginning of the movie,
I have no idea.
It's a Chevy car.
Suck Me Beautiful.
Nova.
Oh yeah, yes, you're right. Casanova.
By Kunanoon. It's Nova. Neil, would you like to fill us in on any details about this song, or do you just want to say it's a good song again?
God,
I asked that question.
Details are evidentiary when you listen to it.
I asked that question purely out of
spite.
Curiosity, out of spite, just because I want to watch you shake.
I thought it was out of ritual.
No, I just, sometimes there's something behind a song. And
no,
if you have nothing behind the song, go ahead.
It's just utter vapidness.
It's utter vapidness, and it's part of a concept.
Suck Me Beautiful. We'll be right back.
Just played the song Nova off of his concept CD, which will be coming out at their CD release party on Saturday, January 22nd with the Pimps and Grace Point at the Triple Rock. You can go to www.coonannoon.com, spelled C-W-N-A-N-N-W-N.com. Neil!
What is some of the better interpretations of how your band name is pronounced that you've heard?
All right. You know, generally we get Quinn and Wynn. Most people won't even try. You know, they'll just look at it and their brain will shut down.
Sure.
It's like Mr. Mixie's plick. You know, they just
Neil,
can't process it.
To be fair, the first word has no vowels in it.
Right.
And if you said Quinn and Wynn.
And also.
I mean, you know.
I was going to say, this is
let's
America.
Let's just be fair here. I'm just going to play devil's advocate for a second.
Look, all I know is that if Wheel of Fortune is running low on revenue and they really need to not give out a prize one particular year, that's what they make the final.
And they have some weird fucking metalhead there.
Yeah, well,
they could be all set.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're into what is it called? The Demons of Hell, or what is it? What's it?
Hounds of Hell.
Hounds of Hell.
Is, yeah.
Coon and Noon. Hounds
the
of Hell.
Welsh Hounds of Hell.
Yeah.
What's the name of this record, by the way? That you're coming.
The album
with?
Is called The Alpha and the Omega.
Cool.
So
we'll
it's the
go
beginning
to
and
that
the
show.
End, of
yep. And hey, the other bands are really good too. If you've
the
never
Pimps,
heard of Pimps and Grace Point.
Jim, who just walked in the room, Jim the Wibbler Ripka, or Jim the Wibbler Blazer. You've played with the Pimps before, right?
Not in a long time.
Yeah.
Yes and, Jim. Yes and. This
no,
is
that
improv.
Was, that was good.
Yeah, look how it was. It's quite a while ago. One of my old bands, After All, I used to play with the Pimps all the time, and it was a good time.
I'm not going to lie, I had sex in the basement of that show.
That was in Rockford, Illinois. Rockford, Illinois, wasn't it?
No, that was in Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
Is that at the Annex?
It was at the Annex.
Yeah. That basement is prime for hooking up.
I had sexual intercourse in that basement.
Can
oh,
you
was,
stop
I was just
fucking?
Being sarcastic. That's disgusting. That place
right.
smells like mold hot dogs.
That's actually what most sex smells like.
All right, let's get out of here, folks.
Thank you, Neil.
Thank you very much, Neil. Go
Thanks
to the show,
me.
The Triple Rock, January 22nd, of course, coonannoon.com.
If you get this when it comes out, it will be 2 days from today.
Yes, that
Go.
Is correct. That is so
funny. And go up to Neil and ask him how the fuck you pronounce Kunanun. He'll love it.
Yeah. Neil, have a good evening. I hope you. I hope your life serves you well. I don't know.
What a weird outro.
I know.
Thanks for coming over here. It's a shitty day at fucking Blizzarded today again. Neil made it all the way out here from downtown, which sounds like not a problem since we're mostly downtown. But
can I give you one last rant about the snow before you turn things
just
off?
This is all you. I'm turning my mic off. Just go nuts. All
right, here's the thing. If you're like me, you probably have some fucking jackass in your Facebook friend feed like, hey, guess what? You live in Minnesota. Why are you complaining about snow? Look, if you live in Phoenix, Arizona, I think you get to legitimately complain if it's 150 degrees one day. And so, therefore, I think that we should be allowed to bitch when it's the snowiest winter in recorded history, and not like we can't handle white powder. Americans
love... Did you say white power?
Americans love white powder, whether it's sugar, flour, cocaine, salt... meth. Good things come in white powder, and we don't fucking hate the white powder. We hate the fucking 4-hour drive home from downtown Minneapolis to uptown that, you know, people can't seem to handle a little bit of snow.
That's why they started so
then late. I have to get home after taking 8 hours to drive from downtown Minneapolis to St. Paul to get home to watch my jackass friend in Facebook tell me that I don't have a right to complain about the snow because I live in fucking Minnesota. Fuck you.
Now that you broached this, when everyone's like, dude, fucking, you know, move yeah, you're right. You know what? I should move away from all my friends and my job and most of my family and all the places that I've grown up with and the band that I have. All I should move away from there because your weather's like a little less harsh.
You know, on a similar side of that coin is, hey, you know what? I'm going to implement severe and comprehensive life changes just so that you don't have to put up with a little bit of complaining from me.
Right. Yeah. Hey, check this out. Getting kicked in the dick sucks. We all agree about that. But if I get kicked in the dick, probably going to bring it up if it happens to me.
Yeah.
You should have known. Don't tell anybody anything on the
internet. You should have known that you were going to get kicked in the dick when you walked down the street with your fucking karate outfit on. Like, what? No, I got kicked in the dick. It sucks.
Yeah. Guess what, jackass? I know that I live in Minnesota and
don't
it snows.
Don't call me a jackass.
Yeah, well, fucking asshole.
You were looking right at me when you said that.
Fucking asshole, Neil.
You know, the eye contact was for a different reason. But when it takes me 16 hours to drive from here to St. Paul, I can go home and fucking vent on Facebook without your smarmy ass telling me I don't ever want to.
No, you're absolutely right. And here's the other thing. If you don't live here, shut the fuck up. Don't be like, I live somewhere where that shit doesn't happen. Go to fucking like Guatemala and be like, why is there so many fucking mosquitoes here? I live where there's not mosquitoes. Like, that doesn't make me feel better.
I don't tell your ass to move out of Detroit or Cleveland because you can't find a fucking job.
You can't find a parking spot without getting shot.
You just let me complain about my snow and just fucking deal with it.
Yeah. That's like having a wife.
I have the longest day of work ever.
Oh, my God. Get a new job, you fucking idiot.
But I'm your wife.
I don't fucking care.
Every day I remember.
You are the worst wife ever because one time you voiced an opinion about how much you didn't like something. Just as you are the worst friend ever that you don't like that it's cold outside. You're dead to me, Mexico. Walks into the room, feels like a big balloon. I said, hey girl, you are beautiful. Diet Coke and a pizza, please. Diet Coke, I'm on my knees screaming, big girl, you are beautiful. You take your skinny girl, I feel like I'm gonna die. Cause a real woman needs a real man, here's why. You take your girl and multiply her by 4. Now a whole lot. A woman needs a whole lot more. Get yourself to the butterfly lounge. Find yourself a big lady. Big boy, come on around and they'll be going to do baby. No need to fantasize since I was in my braces. Water in a hole with the girls around and curves in all the right places. Big girls, you are beautiful. Diet Coke and a pizza, please.
screaming, "Big girl, you are beautiful. You take your girl and multiply it by four. Now a whole lot of woman needs a whole lot more. Get yourself to the butterfly lounge, find yourself a big lady. Big boy, come on around, and there we're gonna do, baby. No need to fantasize, since I was in my braces. Water in a hole with the girls around, and curves in all the right places. Big girls, you are beautiful. You are beautiful. Big girls, you are beautiful. Big girls, you are beautiful. Get yourself to the butterfly lounge, find yourself a big lady. Big boy, come on around, and they'll be calling you baby. No need to fantasize, since I was in my braces. Water in a hole with the girls around, and curves and all the right places. And all the right places.
Big girl, you are beautiful. Big girl, you are beautiful.